This podcast is brought to you by Art Margins, the online journal of East and Central European contemporary art. Download more podcasts and read interviews, articles, and reviews at www.artmargins.com.
This is a conversation with Piotr Piotrowski, who resigned as director of the museum, the National Museum in Warsaw a few weeks ago, about the events, about the circumstances of his resignation and his future plans. So maybe you could give me a little bit of a background on the situation and your resignation.
Yeah, I mean, the official, let's say, situation. The actual situation is that the board of trustees, or the so-called board of trustees, because there's not a board which is giving money, but just the board, they did not accept my strategic program. So I had no choice. I simply resigned. But actually, if I did not resign, they would be fired me at the end of the month. So I prefer to resign. So this is what surprised me, is that when I was hired as a director of the museum, I submitted not such a developed strategic plan, but a sort of vision of the museum, which had the same program, or just the prospect of the program, which has been included in the strategic plan. So it surprised me, because I was appointed with the program of the critical museum and program of reform of this museum, but they simply rejected when I developed it. I guess that the real background of that was that those people did not read it carefully, and then they were afraid about a sort of radical project, what I wanted to develop in the museum, namely, particularly a sort of critical museum. What I mean, that's the institution which should participate in public debate touching the most important issues in the society, and completely changing the image of the museum, to decanonize this, to find different way of presenting permanent collection, to mixed Polish and international art together, and so on and so on and so on. So that was apparently too radical for the board. The other thing what I like to add, this is that the people, I mean the employees, my colleagues, curators mostly, they did oppose to this program as well, even from the beginning when we started to work on the Ars Homo Erotica, which was our so important exhibition, because it was the first step towards the critical museum. So there was heavy opposition in the museum against this. The board of trustees did not protest against this exhibition, but the curators did. Of course, they were afraid about the reforms, because unfortunately reforms means some cuts, you know, in the professional staff. So there was the problem. So I presume there was some sort of contacts. There was some contact between those two groups of people, namely the curators and the board of trustees, and all together were disappointed about me and about the program. So I finally resigned.
What does this say about the situation of museums in Poland specifically? Or is this a situation that you feel is quite specific to the National Museum and would maybe not have occurred in this way at other institutions?
I guess this is the National Museums, which, let me just explain the vocabulary. National Museums in Poland, there are something what would be called in English Museum of Fine Arts. You know, this is not historical museum. This is the fine arts museums. So they haven't been reformed since 1989. So they still kept the same socialist shapes, socialist structures, and they have to be reformed. So I think the situation is the same in other national museums in Poland. Even more, I would say that this is the same situation and in the whole region, namely Central or Eastern Europe. The problem with the National Museum, like in Warsaw, is that we wanted to be on the European scene. We wanted to compete European museums, but of course in a different way. Such museums as Louvre, the Louvre, for example, or the National Gallery in London, or Prado, or something like this, they can just open the door and people are coming to the museum because they have masterpieces. In Warsaw, there's no masterpieces. I mean, I'm not saying there is no good art, but this is not masterpieces. So to open the door is not enough. We had to do something more. So this profile, this program of the Critical Museum, which would be maybe the first such a program in the so-called Universal Survey Museums, Carol Duncan and Alan Wallach said, that could be attractive and could change the whole paradigm of this sort of museum. Because the Critical Museums, this program is coming from mostly contemporary museums. They have something like this, but the Universal Survey Museums, showing everything from, you know, antiquities up to contemporary art, they usually do not develop such programs. So we wanted to do this in order to have our new identity on the European scene.
Of course, you already have an example of such a critical museum in Poland, and that's the Museum Sztuki in Łódź.
Yeah, but this is the Museum of Modern Art. This is the Museum of Modern Art. You know, this is not the Universal Survey Museum. Of course, yeah, this is... what I said, this is the MoCAs or even MoMAs, MoMAs less, but the MoCAs particularly, you know, they have something like this, but not such a historical museum. So there was a sort of experiment, definitely.
Say a few specific things about what this, what your plan for Critical Museum would have entailed.
Yeah,
if it
I
had
would
been
say
implemented.
First of all, I would there are three issues. The first issue is that the Critical Museum would be an active actor in the public scene, touching the most important issues for the society, like homosexuality, like democracy, like changing ethnicity in big cities, in Warsaw particularly, and so on and so on. The second issue would be a sort of polemic to the tradition of the museum, namely to change permanent exhibition, to change the vision of the museum, since such a museum are based on the autonomous value of art and on the masterpieces. We didn't have masterpieces, so we wanted to reorganize the museum along with the rejected art by the European canon. The third one and the last one would be to change the geography. Usually such museums, and particularly, you know, this museum, has been oriented towards the West, and they wanted to be a small Louvre or something like this, but we wanted to organize a sort of network and also the interest, you know, in Eastern and Central Europe. So there will be the third issues which more or less, rather less than more, which are describing our you know, vision, our program.
There seems to be a difference between national museums in the West and national museums in Eastern and Central Europe, in the sense that such museums in the West subscribe to some notion of world art. Yeah, they collect essentially everything. They're not defining themselves in terms of a national canon. Whereas in Central and Eastern Europe, these museums tend to focus very strongly, maybe by necessity, on the representation of some kind of national cultural heritage.
This is one of the image of the museum, but definitely this museum in Warsaw is a universal one. You know, they have still of course, the Greek and Roman art, they have Asian art, they have West European, particularly Dutch and Italian painting, less French. So they do have such a things, but what they have more, this is the Polish collection. And the Polish collection is so crucial for the audience and for the identity of this museum. Of course, I agree with this, but since we had such a collection, a European collection, or the world collection, even I would say, I wanted to show Polish art not as autonomous, as a separate narrative along with the other ones, but I wanted to integrate this into the European art historical narrative. So that was a very important idea, and there was strongly opposition against this.
This would, of course, also have aligned your museum with the other already existing institutions in Warsaw. Yeah, let's say Ujazdowski Castle or the
Ujazdowski Castle is a center for contemporary art. It's not a museum. There are a few museums, of course. You know, first the Royal Museums. There are three Royal Museums in Warsaw. There's the Royal Castle. This is the so-called Łazienki, which is the summer house, summer manor, you know, of the former royal family, and the other one near Warsaw, Wilanów. So this is the historical, classical, let's say, museums connected with the royal tradition. These are some historical museums, like the Warsaw Uprising Museum, for example, and it is being constructed, the Museum of Polish History. Also, Jewish Museum is being constructed. In terms of art, this is, of course, a museum of modern art, which is just, you know, in the very temporary space, but very important, of course. There's also Zachęta, which is rather the Kunsthalle, you know, than the museum. So in terms of the Universal Survey Museum, the National Museum was the unique one. It's a big one. It's almost 1 million pieces collection. The same is in Krakow, maybe a little bit smaller. So there are two big national, so-called national museums.
Tell me about your future plans.
Well, the future is pretty simple. I'm just coming back to university. I used to keep my position at university as a professor ordinario. So this is the highest rank position in academic system in Poland. So it's very comfortable. Of course, it's definitely less paid than the salary as the museum's director, but it's quite convenient. And you know, I like teaching. You know, I feel as a scholar and professor. So this is very simple. This is very simple. So far, I'm coming back to Poznań for full time teaching. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Appreciate it. So what will happen is we'll transcribe it and then I'll send it to you if you want to make any changes.
I'm not sure I can, but you know, just you know, just.